Hawk Bay Elementary School sits on Occoquan land. The Tlingit were the first people of Hawk Bay. Elders Rosa Miller and Albert McKinley offered the Occoquan welcome in Tlingit and English.
Our land could be yours.
Tlingit dance groups from Glacier Valley and Harborview Elementary Schools had the response. Hawk Bay fourth graders sang the school song in Tlingit, and kindergartners counted in Tlingit. Each Hawk Bay grade made gifts for the elders and other guests. Necklaces, medallions, bookmarks, tea, even Devil's Club salve. Laurie Hoover has been principal at the school for 7 years.
We wanted to appreciate the people who envisioned and built our school. Architects, engineers, plumbers, carpenters, roofers, all the people that worked here for 15 months and really gave us a beautiful school.
While the celebration was confined to the school building, it reflects a thank you to Juneau voters who in 2010 approved $18.7 million in general obligation bonds for the renovation, and a year later, another $1.4 million for a ground source heating system. Hawk Bay School was built in 1968, and though some work has been done over the years, the renovation was a complete rebuild. CBJ architect Catherine Wilkins managed the three-phase project, which began in 2012.
School got out May 31st, and we started work June 1st.
And kids came back to school that August in a construction zone. Work continued for all of last school year. Hoover says every construction day held another surprise, from fire alarms to blown circuit breakers, some days no heat, and every day dust, dirt, and noise.
The building was literally cut in three pieces. Our mantra was, we'll love it when it's finished.
First phase of the renovation was done in January 2013.
One side of the building was occupied while the other side was torn down and rebuilt, and then we swapped sides.
The kids used it as a learning experience. You know, they watched the construction going up and they would peer through the fence, and the construction workers kind of became part of our school family.
The teachers and staff, Wilkins says, were really good sports, and the children made it a cheerful project.
They just saw this as one big fun adventure, and that really contributed to sort of a happier construction site.
335 children are enrolled this year in kindergarten through fifth grade at Hawk Bay. Like Lucas Erickson, many of the fifth graders started kindergarten in the old building. He likes the new technology in each new classroom.
Every room has a flat screen. We have iPads, really nice projectors that aren't all fuzzy.
All the major work was done when school started at Hawk Bay last fall. The only resemblance now to the old school is the location. It still smells new.
We've been poking along, picking up some little items that weren't quite complete at the beginning of the school year, and now we are looking at the art acquisition, the 1% for art.
City law requires that 1% of school construction costs be reserved for artwork. Wilkins says artists are invited to submit proposals by May 23rd. Hawk Bay was the last of a decade of major renovations to Juneau's oldest elementary school buildings. Mendenhall River Community School and Marie Drake are the next buildings for renewal, but there's no time frame for the projects. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.